From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment in the eastern district of Aleppo, 50 in the west. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Turkish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeastern Turkey. Another 26 people were wounded. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. Protesters initially rallied around demands for land rights, but are now calling for increased political, economic, and cultural rights. Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Yemen's capital city, Sana'a, on Sunday to protest an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike that killed more than 140 people at a funeral on Saturday. A United Nations observer said more than 500 people were wounded in the airstrike. Protesters gathered outside UN offices in the capital, chanting death to Al Saud. The protests came a day after bombs hit a funeral hall where mourners marked the death of the father of a prominent Houthi rebel official. The Obama administration announced a review of U.S. support for the coalition. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton meet at this hour in St. Louis for the second of 3 presidential debates. The Trump campaign is reeling from a scandal involving a Trump video. The Clinton campaign is dealing with its own scandal of sorts, hacked Clinton emails in which the candidate makes remarks to investment bankers, lobbyists, and corporate executives that differ from positions she has been presenting to the public on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama is calling Donald Trump insecure and says he pumps himself up by putting other people down. Speaking Sunday in Chicago, Mr. Obama reacted to lewd comments Trump made in 2005, where he boasted that he could grope women because he is a star. A recording of those comments was released by The Washington Post Friday.
Demeaning women, degrading women, but also minorities, immigrants, people of other faiths, mocking the disabled, insulting our troops, insulting our veterans. That tells you a couple of things. It tells you that he's insecure enough that he pumps himself up by putting other people down. Not a character trait that I would advise for somebody in the Oval Office. It tells you that he doesn't care much about the basic values that we try to impart to our kids.
Trump has apologized for his remarks and has said he is in the race to stay, dismissing suggestions from some Republicans that he step aside. Shortly before the start of tonight's debate, Trump held a press conference flanked by women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual harassment and misconduct. He said the women had asked to be heard. Trump has threatened to talk about Bill Clinton's past infidelities during tonight's debate. The storm formerly known as Hurricane Matthew has lost its hurricane status. Matthew has weakened to a post-tropical cyclone. It killed nearly 1,000 people, many of them in Haiti. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he will donate his Nobel Peace Prize winnings to the victims of the 50-year-long war between the Colombian government and FARC rebels. He gets more than $900,000 with the prize, which was announced Friday. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says the closure of Hungary's main opposition newspaper, the left-wing Népszava Budság, is a huge blow to the country's media diversity and press freedom. Its chief editor says the newspaper will be put up for sale a day after its owner suspended publication due to financial losses amid a government clampdown on opposition media. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.